Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying.
That's Jackie Wilson, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. Website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. And we've got a video up there. We've got new poll question. We got a new articles. Dozens of new podcasts on every topic under the Small Business Sun right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, too. Having a great visit with our good friend Joanne Black. She's the author of No More Cold Calling. And you can find her at find her book wherever books are sold. Joanne, give us your website, please.
NoMoreColdCalling.com.
All right. Put it there, folks. She's the queen of referrals, right? Right, Joanne?
That's right.
We're talking about the pitch. We're talking about making sure you make the pitch the right way. How to pitch professionally. And I don't even like calling it a pitch, but it's okay. You can call it a pitch if you want to. Think about it as a pitch. As long as, here's the line to me for all this, Joanne. This is what I was taught, and this is what I've come to know is an immutable fact. And that is that the answer to all of your questions, the key to your entire success in business, is in the head. It's not in your hands, it's not in your briefcase, it's not in your head, it's not back at the office, it's only between the ears of the person you're talking to. What do you think, Joanne?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I always ask my clients this question. You need to answer the question your customer's going to ask you, which is, why should I work with you? And they don't always ask it. They're not going to ask it that way. Sometimes. But we need to be prepared to answer that question. And so when you talk about being in the heads of their customers, they really want your help, but we're not doing a good job of asking the question. So when I ask my clients that, when we're working together on building a referral business, one of the first building blocks of a referral strategy is you have to have targeted, demonstrable business results, business impact. It's the only reason a customer is with you. So I asked this question. I said, why should I work with you? And I get a string of answers beginning with, I, we. And I even wrote a blog called Ditch the Personal Pronoun because nobody cares about us. They only care about what we do for them. I got answers like, and everybody listen, are we all saying these things? And if we are, stop. Things like, we're experienced, we're professional, we're local. We understand your business issues. Don't we hear that a lot? Mm-hmm. we provide solutions that will help you prosper. We do business with integrity and commitment. We volunteer in the community.
Self-reference is just so annoying.
And everybody's talking like this.
Yeah.
Therefore, if you want to differentiate yourself from everybody else out there, I say ditch the personal problem. Instead, turn it from the customer's perspective. So I'd like to give our listeners a little tip, one or two, about how to do that.
Right.
So we turn the sentence around. Instead of saying we, it could be something like, our clients tell us that. For example, in working with a recent client, and then you tell what was the issue or the problems that they were facing. What was your solution? What were their results? You can tell a story like that in less than 30 seconds.
Right.
Take a minute. And you're going to then demonstrate what you do, but then the prospect relates to it.
Right.
And it's nothing about you.
We call that the similar situation where you, if I understand what you're saying, you say, when they bring up something, they got a problem or whatever, instead of saying, we handle that, we got this product, we got that product, then you tell them a story, and the story is, we have a customer that had a similar situation, And here's what we did to help them. Here's how they worked with us or whatever. And you tell them that story. And you know what? And if you get good at it, Joanne, you don't have to have a customer exactly like that. Sometimes it'll be an aggregation of two or three customers. But the point is you're telling them a story. What do you think?
People resonate with stories.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really something all of us work on, and a lot of times our stories go on and on and on. And so that's why I like to frame it with my customers. What was the situation? What did you do? And what did the client get? And that's what the prospect is interested in, is what they got.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime we can talk about results in a from-to situation, it's more powerful. So they were here. They went from... say, having an employee turnover of 22% to only 8% within 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making that up. But it shows movement, motion. And
well,
that
it also shows
more impact.
It also demonstrates relationship. And people can get whatever you sell 16 ways from Sunday right now and have it delivered in the next hour. What you sell is not a big deal. What people are going to want from you is not so much what you're selling them, as much what they're looking for is somebody they can have a relationship with that they can trust and that they can count on. I think that's the deal, Joanne, not so much the stuff, right?
Well, yeah, the stuff doesn't matter, and that's our technical term, Jim.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Hold on to that thought. We'll take a quick break. No More Coke.com is the website. Drop the .com off, and that's the book by Joanne S. Black. She and I will be right back. It's 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.